Governor Tom Corbett squares off tomorrow morning against Democrat Tom Wolf in the second debate of the Pennsylvania governor's race. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that in a campaign that's gone pretty badly for Corbett, there are a few encouraging signs for the governor.
Several independent polls have showed Corbett trailing Wolf by over 20 points, but a Mercyhurst University poll, the first since Corbett's strong showing at last week's debate, showed the margin at 15, at least moving in the right direction for the governor. Franklin and Marshall political scientist Stephen Medvick says he's not surprised to see the race tighten a bit.
But still, 5 weeks out, you know, to be down 15 or 20 points means that the governor has to make up 3 to 4 points a week to make this race close, and that's a tall order, I think.
The Corbett campaign has a new ad poking fun at Wolf. In it, actors comment on what they say are Wolf's tax plans.
It says here Tom Wolf's going to raise the income tax on middle-class families. It's about time somebody does.
We just have way too much money.
I'm working two jobs right now. There's no reason why I couldn't work a third.
The Wolf campaign says they're dead wrong, that his proposal to make the state income tax more progressive will cut taxes for lower and middle income families. But when Corbett challenged him for more details at last week's debate, Wolf said he didn't have the figures to calculate a specific rate. That earned him a scolding editorial from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Muhlenberg College political scientist Chris Borick says Corbett has an opening to exploit here.
To be honest, Tom Wolf has remained very vague, and his statements on taxes and a possible change of the tax code are somewhat vacuous.
Wolf campaign officials say their candidate doesn't know exactly what the fiscal condition of the state will be when he takes office, so it's difficult to be specific about numbers. Meanwhile, there's a titillating news story the Wolf campaign is doing its best to take advantage of. The revelation that some state officials, including three Corbett appointees, traded pornographic emails. Medvick doubts many voters will blame Corbett for the actions of adults in his employ, but he says the story distracts from the governor's messaging at a time he needs to make up ground. And there's one more thing.
If it gives people just the sense that state government's not working, just in general, it's just another thing that makes people a little sour on the current administration. And in that sense, it's really not good for the governor.
There was a consensus among observers that Corbett was more forceful and specific in the candidate's first debate. Expect Wolf to try and reverse that this time. Dave Davies, WHYY News.